Another delay as Williamsport City Council looks for someone, anyone, to tell them what to do with the condemned City Hall. It's the Midday News Update, Dave Stratton reporting. Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery, featuring the new scratch-off ticket, Cool Mom Club, giving you 10 chances to win $100,000. Available everywhere, including through our Facebook page. Sign up now to win this coming Facebook Friday. Over 3 years after Williamsport City Hall was condemned, City Council is still looking for direction. They already put the historic building up for sale and found a buyer who'd pay their listed price, only to face opposition from some city residents. So the planned sale for over $500,000 was abated, and the building continues to sit and rot. Latest idea? Paying big bucks for an architectural and engineering firm to tell them the best place for long-term housing of city government. Council seemed resolute to this decision before last Thursday's meeting, then delayed the decision for a week. Mayor Derek Slaughter opposes the use of $75,000 in city funds for that study. He says the cash could be better used for other needs, including infrastructure and safety. We can expect a decision someday soon, or maybe not. Step ahead for law enforcement in both Clinton and Lycoming counties. For the first time, mental health professionals will be added to both Williamsport and Lock Haven police departments. State grant will provide the funding for the hiring and training of several individuals. The goal is to reduce gun violence by having trained personnel on site to attend to mental health, drug, or alcohol issues. Financial grant amounts to close to $190,000. In Clinton County, if you want a job, you can get one. For the 6 month in a row, the unemployment rate sits at 3.4%. Better than the United States unemployment rate, 3.8%, and the Pennsylvania rate, 3.5%. Record high for employed individuals in the state noted. Almost 6.2 million employed now. An expensive crash on Interstate 65 outside of Louisville last Friday morning. And that doesn't surprise me, because I've driven in Louisville, and they're all crazy. A semi hit the wall on the interstate, causing the trailer to uncouple. And I grew up driving in New York City, spilling thousands of hot dogs. That's right, thousands of hot dogs on Interstate 65. Happened just after 1 a.m. Police say more than 1,000 meat missiles were ejected. That's ejected out of the trailer. Road shut down for hours to allow crews to remove the truck and clean up the flattened Frank. So, where's Joey Chestnut when you need him? Bear Country Weather. Hot dog spill happened in Louisville, but the cities of nearby Frankfort were put on alert. The Frankforters, that is to say. Oh, and then the raccoons attacked. Sunshine this afternoon, 61 the high. Clear overnight, clouds toward dawn, low 36. Clouds tomorrow and Wednesday, high both days, 64. 55 in Williamsport, 49 in State College, 53 at our church in Avis. WQBR. Kincaid and Dallas in the morning, Carson middays, Country and Americana all day on the Bear.